In this video, we'll take a look at an all-new feature in Visual Studio 2013 called Managed Memory Analysis. This feature will be invaluable for developers looking to optimize memory use of their applications or diagnose otherwise difficult-to-find problems such as memory leaks. We'll start with a DMP file, which can be easily captured using ProcDump or Visual Studio. Working with files allows you to capture in production environments and then analyze on your computer. With the heap information present in the dump file, we can go ahead and click Debug Managed Memory. This will take us to a summary of the heap information. The default filters adjust my code and collapse small objects. These help reduce noise and clutter in the summary view. These can easily be changed if you desire by going up to the View Settings menu option. Information that is shown includes object type, the number of those objects in memory, their size in memory, and the amount of memory being prevented from being garbage collected. Selecting one of the object types provides the opportunity to see what's holding onto the objects of this type. These are what's preventing it from being garbage collected, so I can trace this all the way back. Here you see that the user array has 6 references to user, and then the user array is being held alive by a list that is actually a static variable. It gives me the name of that static variable, which is m_usercache. Choosing references displays what user type is actually referencing in memory. You can see that user is referencing a byte array and a string, and 6 users are using 6 byte arrays and 12 strings. Another great feature is the ability to compare multiple snapshots and easily see differences. This is very helpful in identifying memory leaks. The extra columns shown here show the difference between the two dumps. Notice that the user object is now using around 16 megabytes more compared to the baseline. The paths to root allows me to see the difference in the reference count, which in this case shows an increase of 16 references. When I click references, I can see that the 16 extra references meant 16 extra byte arrays and 32 extra strings. Expanding any given row allows you to easily see the 10 largest instances of that object type. I can choose one of these instances and see details relating to just that row as opposed to the summary view which we've been looking at. You have seen how the new Managed Memory Analysis feature is an invaluable tool for helping developers track memory usage and debug memory-related issues in production.